Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Felix announces $9 million Series A financing to advance FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. Felix Corporation, a biotechnology company, has announced a successful $9 million Series A funding round to advance the FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. The funding was co-led by a major American pharmaceutical company and Beyond Next Ventures, Inc., with additional participation from Japan Science and Technology Agency and existing investors. This investment will accelerate the development of FLQ-101, a treatment designed to enhance retinal vascularization and protect against inflammation. The Phase 1b/2 study is set to begin in the summer of 2025 in the United States. Felix plans to use the funds to expand its teams, achieve key milestones, and strengthen research initiatives.
Research finds that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria. Research has found that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria in the gut, impacting the body's inflammatory system. A new preclinical study has revealed the specific effects of pesticide compounds on microbes in the human digestive system. These findings could be valuable for R&D teams at Solugenics Inc., SNGX, as they work on developing the next generation of treatments. This research highlights the importance of understanding the impact of pesticides on gut health and inflammation. For more information, visit biomedwire.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE SVM, SVM. Updated resource estimate for Condor Project highlights high-grade underground potential. Silvercorp Metals Inc. has updated the resource estimate for its Condor Project, revealing high-grade underground potential. The total indicated underground mineral resources at Camp and Las Cuyas deposits contain 0.37 million gold equivalent ounces, with ongoing drilling programs set to expand mineralization zones. A preliminary economic assessment for underground operation is expected by year-end 2025. Development of the El Domo project remains on track for 2026 production. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company, aims to reposition Condor as a high-grade underground gold project, with the new estimate prepared by SRK Consulting Canada Inc. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals website, www.silvercorpmetals.com/welcome.
Investor news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights Arania Resources, TSX-ARU, as 2D inversion reveals 6 conductive anomalies at Awacha. Arania Resources, ARU, has identified 6 highly conductive anomalies at its Awacha porphyry copper target in Ecuador using updated two-dimensional inversion technology. The advanced 2.5D algorithm confirmed deep-rooted conductivity zones starting 250 meters below the surface, correlating with conductive sulfide mineralization and porphyry-related alteration. These anomalies show promise for porphyry copper exploration. To access the full report, visit the Channel Check website. Channel Check, a product of Noble Financial Group, provides institutional quality research for free to the public on emerging growth companies. Noble Capital Markets, established in 1984, offers middle market expertise to entrepreneurs, corporations, and investors, raising billions of dollars for companies over the past 40 years.
Should more pensions adopt Tampa Police and Fire's pure stock picking approach? MPI analysis finds its results could easily be replicated through a more diversified approach. Instead, Markov Processes International Inc. released institutional research analyzing the City of Tampa Fire and Police Pension Fund, known for its stock-picking approach. The study suggests that a more diversified strategy could replicate its results. While the fund has outperformed benchmarks, MPI's analysis shows that a diversified approach based on modern portfolio theory could achieve similar returns with less risk. The analysis found that the fund's Sharpe ratio was better than its benchmark, but managers could achieve similar results without relying solely on stock picking. For more information on MPI's research or Stylus Pro software, contact MPI at +1-908-608-158 or info@markovprocesses.com.
Seven Hope Alliance responds to misinformation in Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-hydroxymitragynine, 7-OH, in The Hill. Seven Hope Alliance, a nonprofit group dedicated to responsible access to 7-hydroxymitragynine, 7-OH, responds to Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-OH in The Hill. Scientific advisor Dr. Michelle Ross corrects key inaccuracies, clarifying that 7-OH is a naturally occurring compound, not a synthetic opioid. Research shows 7-OH has a ceiling effect on euphoria, similar to buprenorphine, and does not pose the same risks as synthetic opioids. Dr. Ross emphasizes the importance of continued exploration and responsible regulation of 7-OH, highlighting its potential as a harm reduction tool. Seven Hope urges lawmakers to engage with the science and lived experiences of those who rely on 7-OH for pain relief and stability. More than 5,700 Hispanics killed by guns in the United States in 2023, VPC study reveals. More than 5,700 Hispanics were killed by guns in the United States in 2023, with 57% being gun homicides and 2,198 gun suicides, according to the Violence Policy Center. Over 83,000 Hispanics have been killed by guns from 2002 to 2023. The study highlights how the firearms industry and gun lobby are targeting Hispanics for gun sales and political power. Recommendations include collecting complete data on Hispanic victims and supporting violence reduction programs. For more information, visit the VPC website. Rising concerns over systemic risks in the U.S. leveraged loan market. A new study from the University of Bath warns of growing systemic risks in the U.S. leveraged loan market, potentially leading to another financial crisis. Factors include underpriced loans, non-bank lenders, and declining loan standards. Default rates have surged to 7.2%, with borrowers turning to distressed exchanges. Key factors contributing to the risks include weakened pricing of leverage risk, rise of non-bank lenders, surge in securitization, and declining loan standards. Regulators are concerned about the market's size and interconnections, posing a systemic threat. In the personal loans for bad credit market, borrowers face high APRs, often in triple digits, for debt consolidation. Online lenders and fintech companies play a significant role in this segment. Presidio Endoscope enables first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery in the Gambia. Presidio, a leader in advanced surgical visualization technology, proudly announces that its state-of-the-art endoscope was foundational to the first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery successfully performed in the Gambia. This landmark procedure, part of the recent Harvard Banjul mission trip, was led by Dr. Tim Smith of Harvard Medical School and Dr. John Jabang of Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital. The donation of Presidio's endoscope system enabled a critical turning point in surgical capability for the nation, allowing for advanced procedures that were previously not possible. The mission also focused on sustainable investments, developing a national neurosurgery training program, and building infrastructure for long-term progress. The transformative impact of this collaboration was deeply felt by both the visiting team and the Gambian medical professionals, showcasing the power of innovative tools in advancing patient care worldwide. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.